now have in front of us, so that Donna will know downstairs.
The budget that Donna put together for us.
And thank you very much. This gives us something to look at. And this gives us a much better updated position as to where we're at as compared to 6 months. So we got, what is that, 10 months? Or is it 10 and a half months, I guess?
Three days shy of being 11 months.
Right, and also the billing and everything that comes in and the payments, December 15th deadline that the auditor has placed upon bill paying. This gets us within 15 days of what this month did. I know that that's a little bit of a controversial issue, but this gives us a better idea of what we're dealing with.
Here's my question as to why I was asking Rick about that, and why when the girl said that they were not going to pay bills like in the last two weeks, it was my understanding years ago that if you bought something, you paid for it within that calendar year or that auditable year. So if you bought something on December 24th, you paid for it before January 1st. Well, that's not what in part we're doing. Which is why I brought that up, that we need to be doing that. But Dan, we talked about potentially having this done at the end of the year. We can, in fact, with the new commissioner coming on, set a date like we did last year in January just for the final hearing. That gives everybody time to get everything printed. It gives us time to have our public hearing that's required under Missouri law, and we can do that. And I'm not adverse to that, but I'd like to get it done.
I would too.
Sooner rather than later. We can have a final date way out there. But
it always takes a long time.
Well, and it's got to lay 10 days. You got to have a budget. Legally, you're supposed to have a budget document. Somebody can come in and look at it 10 days before you take a final vote on it. Mm-hmm. And we know that there were some of us that had thoughts about what was finally produced on that last day. Mm. We want to make sure that it gets done sooner so that we can review it.
I take it from general conversation that the consensus is. So the consensus is, are you shooting at me or what?
I think Donna wasn't sitting there.
It's not a number that we reached last year. But, you know, there's a lot of work to be done here to see where that.
Here's where we came in, according to what Rick's figures gave us yesterday, Donna, that we have $4.5 million more in requests than we're going to have in anticipated revenues, just after we went through the revenues yesterday. Not $21 million like was reported, but four and a half is a big, big number. Mm-hmm. So what I haven't done is to go through even and see. I mean, I can assume it's the bigger offices where the bigger requests are, but. And I need to do that. Let's get you something to eat. She's going to get our tabs tomorrow. She'll have those sent in. She'll build our books while we're at that discussion on Table Rock Lake. We're scheduled to start early morning Thursday with attorneys. And then we have a number of issues that are coming up on Thursday.
There's a lot of issues to be covered Monday, but I think most of them are short. I think some of them are five minute allowables, 15-minute conversations. So there's a lot of things to cover, but then we can fall right into this the way that Donna has it prepared for us now, and cover ground faster with this, and maybe start some scheduling on our different office holders.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If I was doing this, I would go through and compare the requested amount to the last year approved amount and look at each department that's over what they did last year. And you might set a percentage over by 5%, over by 2%. Or just have a random amount. These are over by 10,000. These are over by 20,000. These are over by 100,000. So you know where you need to focus your attention to it. Just a thought. And I'm happy to do that for you if you want me to.
Our problem is, in part, that we're going to have fewer revenues this year than we had last year. Due to two or three different areas, one being the loss of sales tax revenue because of the Supreme Court decision on out-of-sale vehicles, out-of-state vehicles and other sales that we'll no longer be able to collect. More businesses in the Branson area moving into the Super TIF where we lose revenues there. And there was one other. Now, we've got $4 million in new revenues, but that is flood buyout money from the federal government and from the CDBG grant for the 75% and the 25%. So that's a wash. The revenues are going in and the expenditures are coming out. But that excluded, if I'm not mistaken, did we not come in like $500,000 less than just in GCR than where we were last year? 600?
Yeah.
Let's go get a bite to eat and then we'll make a decision if we want to work on this. I can take my office and just read, which is what I need to do. So.
And that's what I've been doing this morning is reviewing some of the stuff that we went over yesterday. This is going to be, this is going to make this so much faster and so much easier. And I'd like to go over this before we congregate and start down the line because there might be a question that I have already printed out to the side that I can review.
Let me hear you. It's me.
Yeah. But
this is Ron. I'm sitting in a budget meeting. I have a friend, a personal friend, who has been invited to sit on a major board about fracking. And I think it was the governor of Idaho that invited him to do that. What I'd like to do is chat with you about that. And I'll probably send you the email that he sent me, but I've got to get back to this meeting. I'm going to try to contact you later today. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
So can we come to consensus that we both want to review this before we start Thursday morning?
Okay.
Is that what you're? I'm
going to come back here. If you're not, I'm going to come back here and work at this table then. Yeah, it's bigger.
And I'm not because I don't want to be here at the same time you are. But here's where I'm thinking. If we can get this,
we're scheduled to be here. It's all right.
I know. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. Brandon's going to play a big part of this. If we can get this delivered to him, he might go through the same thing.
Can you email it to him?
Yeah, or
let's email the white copy to him.
Yeah, or I can hand it later to him.
Tell him what you want.
Someone could call him. I could have Nikki call him, find out where he's at, and have him because he. I was impressed yesterday with him catching some things that we'd overlooked, and he'll want to have input. As the day went on, he had more and more input, and so that's good.
I can go prep mine and have it ready for you when you get back to lunch.
Look, I'll have Nikki call and then have one printed out for him anyway, because he'll want one when he's sitting over here.
So you going to that meeting Wednesday?
Yep.
That late meeting?
Yeah.
You want to see him get it before then, or would just take it to him at that time?
I thought that he may look through it before then, because I don't know how we're our schedule that day looks.
Let's do something, boss man.
All right.
Don, I'll be back. Are you coming back? She'll need to know if she's going to print that she'll.
Yeah, we'll get. I'll be back.
Because she put a lot of work into that. She printed one, then she printed the other.
I still have all these to do. I don't have these accounts done yet, so I have to go finish those accounts for you.
That are part of this?
Yeah, they'll be added to that. We don't have these yellow sheets.
That's one thing that I would appreciate, and is the actuals that you're going to be working with, and the ones that we, when I say Brandon, myself, and Ron, and if Jim has the actuals over there, they're all in place then. And when we're talking about the same thing, we've all got the same numbers.
I'll have Don email the, because Jim likes it computerized.
Yeah, right.
I'll have Don email the actuals to Jim, and I'll print you out a copy for Brandon.
Yeah.
And anything else?